What am I doing here? You may be wondering that because of the snow day outside, and I appreciate you all being here this morning. But what am I doing here? Maybe that's the question that Simon's mother-in-law asked herself when she first realized that she'd been healed. The healing of Simon's mother-in-law is a classic healing story. It's all fine, it's all good. We move from someone on death's door to being alive and well, because it's what Jesus does. Not only what he does, but it's what he's good at. Jesus is able to call things out of people and make them well. But isn't there kind of something a little disturbing about this story that doesn't seem to have anything to do with healing? Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. What? She's healed so she can jump up and serve the men? Really? Did she want to? Is that all she could do? Didn't she have any other hopes, goals, or aspirations after being miraculously healed? If you're brought back from the edge, from almost certain death, or from the brink of what your life had to be, shouldn't there be something else for you? Some sort of new vocation or career or identity or at least joy? And she served them, as if that was what she was expected to do, as if that was the only thing she thought she could do, as if that was the only thing she could do. Now, I tell you, when I went to seminary in the late 80s and early 90s, the feminist theologians would have had a riot with this. Absolutely not. This was to be taken as the worst possible reading, and of course, I'm sorry, all you men, you were in big trouble in those days. However, we're a long way from that now. And if we read it in a different way, perhaps we will see it in a different way. What if the healing of Simon's mother-in-law was bringing her back to herself? What if the first thing that she realized when she came back to life, so as it was, that she was a mother? That she loved the people that she cared for, that she loved to care, and that in that moment of being healed, she realized fully who she was, and what that was to be there for her family, her friends. And so she jumped up and did the thing that was absolutely her at her core, to be caring and to serve, and to do it with joy and grace. So she became a disciple. She became called to minister, just like the angels did for Jesus in the wilderness. Maybe this woman, whose name we do not know, realized that's who she was. Have you ever felt like God's brought you back from the brink to yourself? Perhaps you feel like that right now. Perhaps you hope it will happen someday. Many years ago, I, of course, grew up in this area, and I left in my early 20s to go on adventures, of course, as one does in their early 20s, and in part to run away as well from my life, never to come back here again, ever, over my dead body, not in my lifetime. I would visit, but I would never come back. And so off I went on my adventures. I had some great fun and wonderful times and made great friends. And I had some horrible times, some times of deep despair and awfulness. And I was separated at times from my family and friends in all sorts of different ways, emotionally and physically. And as you know, a few years ago, I ended up back here at Ashbury College. And one day in March, the first winter I was here, I went skiing in Gatineau Park. And it was a beautiful day. You know what it's like, about -3, that soft March sun and the snow glistening, things beginning to melt a little bit, and you could begin to smell spring in the air. And I was cross-country skiing by a rock face of pink granite, with the trees, of course, of our forests on top of it, in Gatineau Park, the land in which, the area, Quebec, in which I was born. And all of a sudden, as I was skiing along, I was stopped dead in my tracks. Because this amazing and overwhelming sense riveted me to that spot. And the only words that came in my being through every fiber was, "You are home." I wasn't quite sure what was happening, but I enjoyed it. Because it felt like all of a sudden, all those years, 25 years of wandering, perhaps that was my wilderness, I was brought again to myself in that moment. It all came together. And I knew that it meant that I was called to be here, to do something here, and who knew what it would entail, least of all, me. Now, I think each of us have these moments, and I don't think we have just one. I think we are distracted. We are often distracted from who we are by all of the things that we do, all of the things we're asked to do, all the things we're expected to do. And over our lives, we have moments like I experienced in Gatineau Park. Imagine Jesus meeting this woman who was probably on death's door. In those days, a fever meant sure and certain death. And he held her hands and in that moment said, "You're home," and lifted her up. What if resurrection means being raised up to be who you always were and were always meant to be? The radical, emotional, incredible feeling of being you. That being raised up is not just some sort of spiritual future, but the present reality, here and now, to live you. Your mind, your spirit, your body, everything together, being what you were always meant to be, at least for a moment. The story of Simon's mother-in-law tells us that God doesn't call us to be something we are not, but it is in the business of restoring us back to who we really are. That happens in communities as well. We've experienced that probably here at St. John's and in other organizations and places where we belong, in our families even, where we've been on the brink, where things seem like they're falling apart, where they do fall apart. And then at some point, we are held by the hands and we are just for a moment given ourselves back. Of course, it's actually a lot easier to live on the brink, to surround ourselves with people and projects and things to do and performances that allow us to pretend that this is us, to help us avoid the feelings and the frustrations and the fears that come with acknowledging what's really important in our lives. It's really hard to live who you are. And we can't do it all the time, in all the places. There is a quote, "The world is full of people who will go through their whole lives and not actually live one day. I do not intend on being one of them." We are called to live to our fullest, not your fullest or somebody else's, but your own. But we spend a good deal of our lives living on the periphery, on the edge. A friend and I often have a conversation about when you're doing a lot of things at once. Today's a good example, with church and meetings in church and dinners and potlucks and getting ready to go on holidays for me, where somewhere in that day you realize that you're kind of watching yourself. At some point, you realize, oh, there I am doing all those things, but I don't really feel like I'm right in the midst of it because I'm thinking about all these other things. We do that lots. But the healing of Simon's mother-in-law is God being and living who God is through that experience, calling Jesus to be who he was, a healer, a teacher, a prophet, and that's what Jesus' birth and incarnation was all about. He did not go around pretending to be someone he wasn't. In fact, you'll remember he says, "Please, please take this cup from me. Why have you forsaken me?" It's not about what should have been for him, but about the truth of how it felt. And there are lots of times when we all feel that way. But being human is to what God committed God's self, and therefore being who we are is what God wants us to be. God does bring us back from the brink of our lives often, from despair, from disease, from desperation, to life and to living. Then, in those moments, we actually know, feel, and get that we are a part, that God needs us to be part of our humanity and of the world. So Jesus will take us by the hand. If he hasn't already, he will. We have to be prepared for that. We will be raised up, one by one, and brought back from the edge. And our question may well be that of Simon's mother-in-law. What am I doing here? Standing here in my own body, with these own feet, in this own place, and what am I called to be? I am Beth. I am Bill. I am Marcella. I am Carol. I am Declan. That's who God wants you to be. This is who we are. And in that moment, hopefully we will serve others in the best way that we know how and help them be brought back to themselves as well. May we all be graced by being lifted up and by being brought home. Amen.